Radio Prague News.
A Czech official has demanded the removal of a memorial to Soviet soldiers at a cemetery in Prague. Ethnic Czechs from Volyn in Ukraine have asked Prague for help in repatriation to the Czech Republic. And the Prime Minister has promised his cabinet will deal with the issue of discrimination against the Roma minority in the Czech Republic. A Czech official has called for the removal of a memorial to fallen Soviet soldiers that was unveiled at Prague's Olšany Cemetery last month. The news website echo24.cz reported on Tuesday. Igor Zolotarev, who is deputy chair of the government's Council for National Minorities, said the plaque, which is in Cyrillic script, was mockery and desecration of the nearby graves of those who had fled the Bolsheviks. The memorial pays tribute to fallen internationalists, which Mr. Zolotarev said included Russian soldiers who had provided international brotherly help to Czechoslovakia by invading the country in 1968. The Russian Center of Science and Culture in Prague, which is behind the sign, says it was supported by the Czech Defense Ministry, the Senate and Prague Town Hall. But all three have distanced themselves from this claim. Several dozen ethnic Czech families from the Volyn province in Ukraine have asked the Czech Interior and Foreign Ministries for help in repatriation to the Czech Republic. Known as the Volyn Czechs, they've expressed concern over recent tensions between Ukraine and Russia. The Interior Ministry has confirmed it's received a request for aid. Ethnic Czechs settled in the Volyn area in the second half of the 19th century. Some returned to Czechoslovakia after World War II, most often to areas of the Sudetenland formerly inhabited by ethnic Germans. Others returned after the fall of communism. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has promised his cabinet will deal with the issue of discrimination against the Roma minority in the Czech Republic. He made the pledge in a reply to a letter the government received from the Council of Europe's Commissioner for Human Rights, who called for action to halt a growing number of anti-Roma demonstrations. The Czech leader said his cabinet would stand up to all forms of violence, hostility and discrimination, including what he called anti-Gypsyism. Mr. Sobotka said the government was preparing a national strategy on Roma integration that would be in place until the year 2020. Czech police uncovered nearly 3,800 kilograms of metal that they believe was stolen from the country's rail system in a nationwide operation aimed at combating such theft, spokesperson Martin Hrinko said on Tuesday. 12 people were arrested. The metal found by the police was taken from tracks, stabled carriages and even the interiors of trains, the police officer said, adding that often scrap merchants deliberately had premises adjacent to railway depots. A third of Czechs believe the change of political system in 1989 did not pay off, suggests the results of a survey conducted by the CVVM agency and quoted by the news website idnes.cz. 63% of respondents agreed with the statement that the replacement of the communist government had paid off. 34% of those surveyed said the changes had brought about more benefits than losses. A quarter of respondents expressed the opposite view. Joan Baez will perform at the Grand Hall at Prague's Lucerna on the 16th of October. The promoter of the concert has announced. The US folk singer, who is 73, has performed several times in the city since the fall of communism. She has a number of Czech connections, including a long-term friendship with the late President Václav Havel, whom she first visited in 1988, and she was a vocal supporter of Czechoslovak dissidents. The weather, it should be fair with some rain in the coming days. Temperatures should reach up to 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that is the end of the news.